Hello and welcome to Public Money, Public Code, a campaign framework to promote software freedom. My name is Bonnie Mehring. I'm a junior program manager at the Free Software Foundation Europe, and I have been with the Free Software Foundation Europe since 2019. And I have also worked on the Public Money, Public Code campaign since 2019. Yes. Today, I will introduce to you what are the aims of the Public Money, Public Code campaign, and also show you some possibilities how you as an individual or as a group could participate in the campaign framework and use the campaign framework to promote software freedom. Yes, so first of all, I will begin with what is free software, as this is one of the basics. So what is free software? Free software means software that is published under a free and open source software license. Every free and open source software license includes the four freedoms, and there are many free and open source software licenses out there, but the important thing is that all of those have include the four, grant the four freedoms. The four freedoms are to use, study, share, and improve the software. To use means you can use the software for any purpose that you can think of. So for any use case that you want the software to use for, you can use the software and there are no restrictions. Then to share means you can share the software with everyone and there are no limitations in sharing the software. So you could, for example, share the software with a company, with your local government, with a museum or a library, a university. Yes, so you are an individual, so you could share the software with everyone and there are no limitations in sharing the software. To study means you can study the software and analyze how the software works, look at the code, and yeah, understand what the software does. So you could study the software. To improve means you can improve the software, and of course this includes fixing bugs, but this also includes modifying the software and adapting the software to your specific needs. So for example, you could add a nice little or a big feature to a software and yeah, adapt the software to your specific situation. Then you could also pay somebody else to do this for you. If you're not a coder yourself, you could pay a company, for example, or an individual to add a nice little feature to the software or a big feature to the software and yeah, adapt the software to your needs through this. And then you could also give something back to the community and share the software again. So you could also share the improved version of a software. Those are the four freedoms that are granted by every free and open source software license, and software that is published under a free and open source software license is called free software. Yes. So what has this to do with Public Money, Public Code? Well, the Public Money, Public Code campaign wants legislation requiring that publicly financed software that is developed for the public sector should be made publicly available under a free and open source software license. So software that is paid for by taxpayers' monies and used for the and developed for the public sector should be made available under a free and open source software license and thereby granting the four freedoms. Yes, this is the core aim of Public Money, Public Code. There are, of course, many reasons for this, and there are also loads of advantages, and I will now give you a quick overview of some of those reasons for public code. So, for example, through public code, you could save taxes in a middle and long-term perspective, as, for example, similar applications would not need to be programmed from scratch every time, but, for example, could be reused. So if one museum would develop a software, then another and publish the software under a free and open source software license and thereby making it available for everyone, another museum, for example, could use the software and would not need to pay again for developing a similar application. So yeah, in a middle and long-term perspective, for example, you could save taxes. then you could also work together. So for example, if two libraries say would need the same kind of software or something similar, they can share expertise, they could share knowledge, and yeah, just work together and collaborate and also share costs. Then through public code, you could also serve the public by giving something back to the people and the citizens of the city, for example, or of the town. As the software would then be publicly available for everyone and yeah, could be used by everyone. And also, if you make free software one of your core elements of your digitalization agenda, you could serve the local economy. For example, in Barcelona made free software one of their core elements of their digitalization agenda, and they invested into around 2019, 70% of their new development budget into free software, and they had 3,000 companies working with them, and 60% of those 3,000 companies were small and medium enterprises. So you could serve the local area and the local economy by using free software and purchasing free software as a public entity or for the public sector. Then, last but not least, you could also foster innovation, as similar applications would not need to be reinvented from, like, you would not need to reinvent the wheel every time. So if you have a software solution, then this solution could be used and developed further, but would not need to be reinvented. So if you, for example, have a solution for a specific problem, then you could use the solution that was already invented out there. Yeah, those are some of the reasons for public good, and so that we could reach out to the people and tell them about public money, public code, and the advantages of public code, we made a public an open letter. This open letter demands that publicly financed software, which is developed for the public sector, should be made publicly available under a free and open source software license, and also lists some of the advantages and reasons of doing so and making software that was publicly financed available under a free and open source software license. So far, this open letter has been signed by 30,000 individuals. And if you haven't signed this letter yet, it's now your chance to do so, and thereby supporting public money, public code. So individuals are also always welcome. And of next to those over 30,000 individuals, we have over 200 civil organizations that have so far signed the open letter. Among them are, of course, some well-known free software projects. As you can see on this page, there is, of course, I'm sure there are some logos that you will recognize. At least the OpenSUSE logo you will for sure recognize. And there are also some local hackerspaces that have signed the open letter. And yeah, there are also some museums and some five public administrations that have so far signed the open letter. The public administrations are two Spanish cities, the city of Barcelona and the city of Benigánim. My Spanish is not really good, so I hope my pronunciation was correct. Then there is also the Spanish Parliament from Asturias, which has also signed the open letter, and the Swedish public entity JobTech Development, and last but not least, the German Samtgemeinde Altmarsch. Yeah, those are the five public administrations that have so far signed the open letter and that are in support of public money, public code. So those were a quick overview of public money, public code. And now it's a question how you as an individual or as a group could participate in the public money, public code campaign. So, first of all, for example, you could participate through translations. So far, we have 20 translations of the open letter, and more translations are always welcome, as it's always helpful if you want to approach your local government or a local public administration if you would use the native language. Yeah. So if you want to participate with a translation, you are very welcome in doing so. This is one possibility. Then another possibility, you could also contact your local decision maker. So, but how could you contact your local decision maker? Well, for this, we have first of all created a wiki page, which gives a nice overview and also lists some of the reasons for public money, public code. It's also available so far in four languages: English, Spanish, French, and Italian. Yeah, and you can look at this page and go through it, because it gives a detailed instructions how to contact the local decision maker step, and yeah, it is a step-by-step guide. So yeah, and to contact your local decision maker, you could reach out to them via email or making a phone call or having a face-to-face meeting. Of course, in times of corona, this might not be the best idea, but after corona, I'm sure you can again have face-to-face meetings. At least that's what I hope for. Yeah. In sending an email to the local decision maker that you want to reach out to, first of all, it's important to tell them what is free software, as not everybody knows what free software is, and explain to them what are the four freedoms, and yeah, talk to them about what free software wants to achieve. Yeah, and then you can also give them some of the reasons for public money, public code, like it would give something back to the citizens of your city, or it would also save long-term costs. And yeah, it would support the local economy. And you could also include our expert brochure, as our expert brochure gives a nice overview of the Public Money, Public Code campaign, and also lists tells the story of some best practice examples, like, for example, the story of Barcelona. So this would be a possibility to include this in the email, or yeah, in the dialogue that you have with them, and you could use our material from the campaign webpage as well. One is the question who you could get in contact with. So, of course, you could reach out to your local government. This always needs some time, so this is not done within a month. So if you have some time, yeah, of course, you could reach out to the local government and ask them to support public money, public code. But you could also reach out to a museum or a library or a university. So it does not mean that you only could reach out to your local government, but there are many public entities and public administrations that use public money to finance their software. And you could reach out to them and ask them to support public money, public code, and ask them to sign the open letter. Yeah, this would be some of those public entities that you could reach out to. And now I would like to tell you about two best practice examples. The first example is from Kassel, and the second example would be from Spain, about the local hack club called Pika Pika, which reached out to their local government in Asturias. So I will start with the example of Kassel. Kassel is a German city in the middle of Germany. And there was, in 2019, there was a motion in the city parliament of Kassel, which asked the government to implement public money, public code as a guiding principle for the purchase of new software. This motion was brought to our attention by the person behind this motion, and they asked us to support them and yeah, to talk to the members of the parliament about public money, public good. That's what we did. And we reached out to each individual of the parliament and asked them to support the motion, informed them about what is free software and what are the aims of the Public Money Public Code campaign, what are the advantages of using public code, etc., etc. We also sent them our expert brochure and gave them some material from our campaign webpage. This was not always quite easy, as not every mail address is publicly available. And we also made phone calls and asked around. And eventually we reached out to every member of the parliament. And I have also reached out to some members via Twitter. This took us half a year. And the motion was always postponed. And then after half a year, it was passed in the parliament, and we have reached out to those members of the parliament multiple times and started a dialogue with them. And so this would be one best practice example, because now in Kassel, it's Public Money Public Code is a guiding principle for the purchase of new software. And this was also achieved by one person from the parliament who just got active and asked the parliament to asked the city parliament to support public money public code. Then my second best practice example is from Spain. In Spain, in the area of, in Asturias, there is a local hack club called Pika Pika, and the people from Pika Pika decided that they also wanted to ask their local parliament from Asturias to support public money, public code. How have they done this? Well, they reached out to the members of the parliament via an email and asked them for face-to-face meetings, and also explain to them what free software is and use the campaign material from the Public Money Public Code campaign webpage. Started a dialogue with the members of the parliament. And if they had a face-to-face meeting, they also knocked on some doors afterwards and asked other members of the parliament to if they could talk to them about public money, public code, and free software. After almost 1 year, they have convinced enough decision makers in the local parliament from Asturias to support public money, public code. And then it was put to the parliament and asked if they would sign the open letter, which they did. And now after they signed the open letter, they also implemented the intention that for the purchase of new software, it should be considered if to use free software. So it's not a law, but an intention. And so this is how the local hack club from Pika Pika got their local government, the local parliament, to support public money, public code. And to summarize, you could reach out to your local government, to your local museum, to your local library or university by sending an email to them and starting a dialogue, asking a question, and also asking for a face-to-face meeting. And afterwards, knock on some doors and talk to them again and again, and also use our campaign material like our expert brochure. And this is the important thing to remember is to be always friendly and kind to the members of the parliament or to the members of the public entity or public administration that you want to reach out to, even if those people do not share your point of view. This is how you could, for example, support public money, public code. And then it's left for me to say that many small people in many small places do many small things, and that can alter the face of the world.
So if every one of us would reach out to the local government, to the local university, museum, library, etc., and ask them to support public money, public code, and think about free software, we could change the face of the world and support public money, public code, and thereby also supporting software freedom. And yeah, thank you for listening, and thanks to all supporters of the FSFE. I will be available for questions, and yeah, I hope to hear about some success stories from your side. Bye.